Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Etiquette Edge, Modern Manners for Business Success by Beverly Y. Langford. Narrated by Karen Saltis. Introduction. The Case for Courtesy. Today's workplace is a more complex environment than it was just a couple of decades ago. Flatter organizations, decreased power distance, and increased diversity have benefited companies immensely. But with those changes have come more confusion about accepted rules of conduct and interpersonal relationships. Add to that turmoil the inescapable reach of social media and new technology that allows near-constant opportunities for creating friction with others and creating a world where we are connecting but not really connected. Customs vary, and language and social differences can make effective interaction in the workplace, already challenging, even more daunting. The old rules don't seem to work anymore. We need new practical guidelines to avoid confusion or chaotic behavior. Unfortunately, since the late 1900s, perhaps even beginning in the 1960s, many people have considered courtesy old-fashioned and good manners elitist. At the same time, many of us are increasingly frustrated with rudeness or social ineptness and lack of professionalism among employees, customers, coworkers, and strangers. Yet most of us will readily admit that our parents' concepts of good manners don't always work in the 21st century. The value of courtesy to your career. Many factors contribute to a person's professional success. Knowledge, skill, work ethic, integrity, ambition. All of these factors are essential to achieving our goals. However, we make a serious mistake if we ignore the importance of effective and appropriate communication and behavior, social savvy, and common sense etiquette. Failing to recognize how one can seize a competitive advantage by leveraging good manners and courtesy in the workplace can undermine our good efforts on the job. When asked the secret of his success, the vice president of a major technology company once answered, "It's quite simple, really. I learned to anticipate all the possibilities so that I could take action instead of merely responding. And I remembered the things my mother taught me." The point he wanted to make was that these early lessons had taught him the importance of treating others well, whether we call it etiquette, good manners, courtesy, civility.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?